Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Daniel Burris. Dan is the author of Flash Foresight, an outstanding new book. We helped him launch it back in January, and it's just getting rave reviews. It's going global. Dan, congratulations on your new book, Flash Foresight. And folks, one of the things that Dan talks about in that book is what he calls adaptability. He mentioned it. He used that word a couple of times in the previous segments. Dan, when I started thinking about the 21st century back in 1999. I started my forecast at that time, just it was probably not long before I met you the first time, was that the 21st century would become the century of the entrepreneur. And then I got to thinking about, all right, what about all those people working for entrepreneurs? What about them? And I started thinking about the concept of an entrepreneurial employee. And what I came up with is the only difference between an entrepreneur and an entrepreneurial employee is an entrepreneurial employee wants to take risk with your money. And to me, an entrepreneurial employee, if there's one thing I know about an entrepreneurial employee, is they are adaptable. Talk to us about your ideas about personal adaptability.
Well, I think that it's human nature to protect and defend the status quo. That is human nature for all of us. The thing is, you got to get over it. Because, as I said in the earlier segment, we're no longer in change. We're now in something called transformation, which means we're going to have a lot of change coming to us from the outside in. But remember, those changes from the outside in make us react, and we do have to adapt quickly. But the second aspect to it is growth, whether it's personal or business growth, tends to come from the inside out. And that means that I can control that kind of change. You know, there's an old Chinese proverb that says, change is inevitable, growth is optional. And so what I want to do is I want to be growing my business and personally, and I want some control over it. So I need to be future adaptable, and one of the ways of being future adaptable is to get a handle on where the future is going. You know, when we talked about a month ago, I was talking to you about, you know, the next iPhone, not mm-hmm. the one that we have now. And mm-hmm. by the way, this could be any smartphone, not just an iPhone. Will it have a faster chip in it? And we all know, of course it will. Will it have more memory in it? Well, of course it will. Will it have more bandwidth? You know, we got 3G, mm-hmm. then we got 4G. Is there going to be such a thing called 5G? And the answer is, of course there will. So we just talked about three certainties. If you made a list of all the things you were certain about and all of the cycles that we know about, there's over 300 cycles, including sales cycles. By the way, I'm a contrarian, so if there's a sales cycle, mm-hmm. I'm going to be making the sale before the cycle starts. And the point is that you can be far more future adaptable if you know where the future is going. We just have to think about it.
Well,
and realize that it's not all just random.
And as an individual in an organization where you may not have access to all of the plans, if you're an employee, you know, you may not have all the answers, as many of the questions as maybe the boss does if you're an employee. But if you're going to be successful in a job, if you want to keep your job or want to be attractive to the next opportunity, you got to demonstrate that you are adaptable, don't you? You got to demonstrate that you're capable of changing, of transforming, don't you?
Yes, and realize that everything can be made better. Yeah. Everything can be made better. I mean, at one time,
I don't know. The Girl Scout Thin Mints. I don't think you can improve on that, Dan. Other than the Girl Scout Thin Mints, I agree with you.
Well, here's a good one on that example, and that is, you know, it's not the product, and it's not the technology. In the case of technology, it's not the tool, it's how you use it.
Yeah.
It's not just having a good product, because I've seen good products fail
right.
because of how they branded it, how they marketed it, how they sold it, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not what you do, it's how you do it. And that makes the difference. And by the way, we can fall in love with how we do it, so we got to change how we do it to be adaptable.
Yeah.
And one other little twist on the word adaptable. A lot of us, when we see somebody doing something really great, instead of being adaptable, we become adoptable. Now, here's what I mean. Don't adopt what other people do. Why? All you're doing is copying them. You're going to be competing with them again. I don't want to compete. I want to hear, when I hear a great idea, I don't adopt it. I adapt it.
Yeah,
well, and that keeps me unique.
Dan, I got to wrap it up. Give us the websites one more time, please.
Burrus, BURRUS.com, or you can go to the book website, FlashForesight.com.
It's available wherever books are sold. Buy two, folks. You're going to want to keep one and give one away. Thanks for being here, Dan. Good job. We'll see you next time.
My pleasure.
Dan Burrus, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.